The 30th Senate encompasses much of the city of Green Bay and areas north of it. Incumbent Dave Hansen has held the seat for 3.5 terms.
Well, I've talked about the tremendous 20, which is a dream. That would be taking all six Republicans and making them Democrats. But three will get us the majority.
A democratically controlled state Senate with a Republican governor could result in Washington, D.C. style stagnation. But Hansen says he's okay with that.
To put it mildly, gridlock would have been better than what's happened in the first 6 months of the legislature.
Hansen is one of the Democrats who left the state during this spring's debate over Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill, which eliminated collective bargaining for most unionized state workers. The 3 weeks Hansen spent in Illinois inspired his Republican opponent, David Vanderleest, to organize the recall.
I'm going to show up and do the job. I'm going to go to Madison every day I'm supposed to be there. I'm going to work hard for the constituents. I'm not going to be derelict in any duties. I'm not going to leave the state when I don't get my way.
Ads from the Hansen campaign and state Democrats attack Vanderleest for a host of accusations, including unpaid taxes, domestic violence, and child abuse. Vanderleest claims they're false accusations, even though he's pleaded no contest in court to some.
None of it's true. I don't smoke rocks.
Incumbent Dave Hansen says he had to file an absentee ballot for his own seat since the state Senate is set to go into session on Election Day. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.